The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
We got some breaking news out of Virginia Beach, Virginia. There has been a shooting at the Virginia Beach Municipal Center. Police are saying it took place in Building 2 of the Municipal Center. Several people have been wounded. We don't know the severity of any of the wounds or the injuries, but the shooter is in custody, and police believe that the shooting involved one shooter, again, who has been taken into custody. I'm quoting, police said there are multiple injuries, but did not describe the severity of those injuries. This is breaking news out of Virginia Beach at the municipal building, Building 2 of the Virginia Beach Municipal Center. A shooter, an active shooting. The shooter is in custody. Police are saying there are multiple injuries, but they are not describing the severity of those injuries. We can certainly pray that none of them are serious. Again, no fatalities reported, and the severity of the injuries are not being reported, just that there are multiple injuries from a shooting incident at the Virginia Beach Municipal Center. Through the years, I've had a few people, a handful of people, because I believe in the Bible, I believe in creation, I've had a few people through the years of saying that I am anti-science. They have accused me of being anti-science. Nothing could be further from the truth. I am very much pro-science. Hey, I am a diabetic, and I appreciate the medical advances in science. I'm hoping I live long enough that there is a cure to diabetes. That would be wonderful. But this story is just mind-blowing, and it's being reported by a reputable news source. Here's the headline. Hearing restored with first ear transplant using 3D printing. Let me just read it to you. A South African doctor and his medical team became the first in history to restore the hearing of a 35-year-old man using 3D printing technology. Professor Mashudo Tshifolaro from the University of Pretoria Faculty of Health at the Steve Biko Academic Hospital, listen to this, was able to recreate the bones of the ear with 3D printing. The anvil, the hammer, the stirrup, and the ossicles that make up the inner ear, and then surgically replaced the damaged ones. Now, they're not made out of human tissue. They're made out of metallics, platinum and other materials. Titanium. The doctor explained that he used titanium to replace the damaged ossicles because the material is biocompatible with human tissue and an endoscope to do the replacement so the transplant is performed quickly with minimal scarring. The best part of the surgery, say experts, is that it will be available to patients of all ages, from newborn to the elderly. Quote, it also means that we have done something new in the world and people will remember us for that, said the professor, adding that 3D technology is allowing us to do things we never thought we could. Now, I don't know all the details on this because the article doesn't go into detail. And, hey, if it's, medical, I probably wouldn't understand it anyway. It'd probably be over my head. But from what I'm understanding, 3D printing, he was able to reproduce the anvil, the hammer, the stirrup, and the ossicles that make up all of the components of the inner ear, took out the damaged ones, and replaced all of them with these, would we call them organs? I don't know. To recreate all of the components of the inner ear with 3D printing. And this person who is completely deaf has now had his hearing restored. I just find that absolutely fascinating. Can you imagine what this could mean? And if you'll remember, the very first heart transplant was done by a South African doctor. I'm old enough to remember that. Most of you probably are not. But this took place in South Africa at Pretoria. Unbelievable. My goodness. The potential for restoring hearing. I mean, a cochlear implant is just an amazing thing. But imagine actually replacing the components of the inner ear with things produced by 3D printing. You just read that and shake your head and go, whoa, my goodness. Hey, common sense is not completely dead. One of the dumbest things that I have heard of in recent history politically is this move to do away with the Electoral College. Now, I can understand California wanting to do away with the Electoral College and going to the popular vote because that would mean they would determine the election. I can imagine New York. I can imagine Texas. But I cannot imagine South Dakota, North Dakota, Colorado, Nevada, small states. I cannot imagine people in these states being dumb enough to do away with the Electoral College, which provides for them a say in our elections. And yet, 14 states have voted to do away with the Electoral College in their state, and whoever gets the popular vote nationally, all of their electoral votes would go towards that candidate. So in other words, if you're in South Dakota, don't even go vote, because your vote doesn't matter. Whoever wins in the populous regions on the coasts, they're going to win the election. And yet, people in 14 states have been brainwashed enough. Well, Nevada was one of those states, but the governor, Steve Sisolak, I don't know. Governor Steve Sisolak vetoed the bill. And he's a Democrat. But he's a Democrat that has at least a little bit of common sense. Listen to what he said. After thoughtful deliberation, I have decided to veto Assembly Bill 186. Listen carefully. This is a Democratic governor. Quote, once effective, the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact could diminish the role of smaller states like Nevada in national electoral contests and force Nevada's electors to side with whoever wins the national popular vote rather than the candidate that Nevadans choose. Hello! Welcome to reality! Yes! Now, the Senate and the House in Nevada passed this legislation to do away with the Electoral College, which means whoever the people of Nevada elected, it wouldn't make any difference. Their vote would become meaningless. And evidently, the Democrats and the House of Representatives and the Senate have no common sense whatsoever. They're still mad and angry that their candidate Hillary didn't get elected, and they're still mad that Trump is the president. But at least the governor understands the system and said, I'm going to veto this thing because if I didn't veto it and if this thing becomes law, the will of the people of Nevada will mean nothing. Good for him. He's a Democratic governor, but he's got some common sense. I think that even though this movement is really picking up steam, almost every one of the announced Democratic candidates for president want to do away with the Electoral College. But I think when people begin to think about it, they're going to say, hey, wait a minute. We don't want to give up our right to an election. We don't want to give up our influence in a national election. I think I have to hope that common sense will prevail and this movement will die a painful death. Anyway, there is no indication whether the legislators in Nevada have enough strength to override the veto. I certainly hope not, but we'll keep an eye on that. At least the governor has a little common sense. I got a story that'll blow your mind from my hometown. Well, Los Angeles. I grew up in the Los Angeles area. It's unbelievable. I'll share it with you when we return.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
As a public service, here is an update on the Memorial Tournament. In the lead, K.H. Lee at 9 under par. 9 under par, he is tied with M. Kamer, who is also at 9 under par. And T. Merritt is also 9 under par. Three people tied for first at 9 under par. For those of you following Tiger Woods, he is tied for 32nd at 2 under par. Tied for 32nd at 2 under par. Now, he's 7 off the lead. He could make a move tomorrow and Sunday. And then, I love Phil Mickelson, but he is having a very bad day. Phil Mickelson shot a 7 over par today, which means he is tied for 99th at 5 over par. If he doesn't have a really good day tomorrow, he probably will miss the cut. Phil Mickelson shot a 7 over par today. He is tied for 99th place at 5 over. Tiger Woods, tied for 32nd. He is sitting at 2 under par. He shot even par today. He is 2 under par going into the third round tomorrow. Just, again, a little public service. My hometown of Los Angeles, I never really lived within the city limits of L.A., but in the L.A. area, Dr. Drew was on TV last night. Dr. Drew, what is his last name? Pinsky. Dr. Drew Pinsky is normally just known as Dr. Drew. And he is from Los Angeles, and listen to what he said. Quote, we have a complete breakdown of the basic needs of civilization in Los Angeles right now. We have the three prongs, airborne disease, tuberculosis is exploding, and rodent-borne. Quote, We are one of the only cities in the country that has no rodent control program, and sanitation has completely broken down. He went on. Los Angeles has a typhus outbreak, began last summer and will continue into this summer. Meanwhile, and I'm quoting, bubonic plague, a pandemic that killed tens of millions of people during the 14th century, is likely present today in Los Angeles. Bubonic plague in L.A. He went on. This is unbelievable. I can't believe it. I live in a city where this is not the third world. This is medieval. Third world countries are insulted if they are accused of being like this. No city on earth tolerates this. The entire population is at risk. Can I repeat that? Third world countries are insulted if they are accused of being like this. No city on earth tolerates this. The entire population is at risk. One of the main reasons? Tens of thousands of illegal immigrants with no health records flooding Los Angeles. There's no crisis at the border. Of course not. Yeah. Tens of thousands of illegal immigrants with no health records, no immunization, no shots are coming in, and they're bringing disease with them. And he is holding the politicians in Los Angeles and California responsible. He said the liberal politicians are, quote, disgustingly negligent. I think you would have to agree with that. Los Angeles, typhoid, the possibility of bubonic plague, a rat infestation unlike anything ever known in Los Angeles. Just a couple of weeks ago, I saw a story, mountains of trash all over Los Angeles, not at the dump, not at the landfill, in the city, mountains of trash teeming with rats and disease. That is the result of liberal politics. Liberal, progressive politics. Millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars spent with no results whatsoever. Folks, have a great weekend. You know, be in a good Bible-believing church this weekend. If you don't have one, make this the weekend that you start the search. And wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.